항로 예보고 예보군서고 아멘. Easter represents so many things. It represents new life, new beginnings, and especially resurrection. But ultimately, Easter is about one very important thing. It's about forgiveness. It's about forgiving and being forgiven. This past Friday, on Good Friday, we celebrated and remembered Christ's crucifixion. And those that were here when we read the accounts of Christ's crucifixion, in one of them it says that Christ from the cross said to his Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The truth is that the fruit of forgiveness is resurrection. And this is true in any relationship, any friendship, and especially in families. When somebody does something wrong to us, when they sin against us, that relationship has the possibility of dying. And very often, unfortunately, we decide to kill it. We cut our relations with that person and we say, "I don't want to do anything with you anymore." And that relationship has died. But if we learn and are able to forgive, that relationship experiences a resurrection, a new beginning, a new life, on different terms as well. There's a story of two friends that are in the desert, and one of the friends hits the other across the face. And so the friend that got hit decides to write in the sand that today my friend hit me. They go on, and then they're near a lake, and the one that was hit on the face is swimming and starts to drown. And so the other friend, the one that hit him, sees that he's drowning, jumps in and saves his life. And now that friend that was saved writes on a rock, "Today my friend saved my life." And so now the other friend, the one that hit and the one that saved, asks him, "Why did you do this? Why did you write that on in the sand when we were in the desert? Why did you write this on the rock now?" And he said, "So that I forget the evil that has happened, but I always remember the good that you have done." Unfortunately, we do the opposite. Many of us, when somebody does something bad to us, we write it on a rock and we always remember it. And not only do we write it on a rock and always remember it, we then show the rock to everybody else and let everyone know, "Look at what they did to me." We have no qualms about telling people when people have done something wrong to us. But when somebody does something good to us, we write it in the sand very often, and we forget about it, and we don't tell anyone what has happened to us. This is a problem, and this is the story, that the forgiveness the friend gave also gave their friendship resurrection, gave their friendship a new life and a new chance to live. In seminary, we always dreamed that, and we would talk about this many times, all the seminarians, we would dream together, one day we're going to get the perfect parish. The perfect parish. No one's going to have any issues. They're all going to want to learn theology. They're all going to want to learn classical Armenian together. It's going to be heaven on earth. Very quickly we learned in our seminary that there's no perfect parish. You are perfect, though. No questions about that. There is no perfect parish because we're all human. We all sin. We all do things wrong. We all make mistakes. And we all have misunderstandings. And as a result, there is no perfect parish. I've been here in this parish now for 10.5 years. And I know we are not perfect. I know we have issues. I know people have grudges against one another. And families won't talk to other families. And when I have people say, "All right, I want you to work with this person," I can't work with them. Why can't you work with them? Because, and then they list the whole, as I said, they show me the rock that they wrote the bad thing they did on to me. And they say, 20 years ago, not even 20 years ago, they don't say when, they say, "One time, this thing happened." fine. If you're not going to work together, then what can I do? But as a result, the parish starts to suffer. Today, we are called to forgive one another. On the day of resurrection, we are called to forgive one another, especially as we move to a new church. This is the last liturgy, the last Padalak in this holy place that we are going to be celebrating. We should not and cannot take the grudges, the mistakes, the hate with us to the new church. If we do, I promise you, our church will fail. Everything we have there will be for nothing. It does not matter how grand the church looks, how much money we have, who the priest is or who the priest isn't. It does not matter. If we are not willing to forgive one another, there is no church. It's just a building that looks nice, that has a name of a saint on it. We need to learn to forgive one another. In the Lord's Prayer, we are reminded this every day, hopefully if we say it every day. Every day when we say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." There's that conditional phrase in there. You forgive us, God, only if I forgive those who have hurt me. If I don't forgive them, you have every right not to forgive me. We don't like that very much, and very often we just run through it very quickly. But that's the conditional phrase. I will forgive you when you forgive. And it cannot be selective. We cannot say, I'm only going to forgive these people because they invited me over for dinner or to their child's wedding, so I'm going to forgive them. Right? We cannot do that. Forgiveness entails complete forgiveness to everyone. Just as Christ forgave all of us, even the ones who crucified him on the cross, he forgave. Because they know not what they do. And very often, 98% of the time when somebody does something wrong to us, they don't know that they are doing something wrong. I found this out many times, and there's a mistake between the two of them. They do something, and the other one interprets it as an affront against them, as a mistake, as a sin, and purposeful. And that person has no idea what's going on. And they say, I don't know, he stopped talking to me 12 years ago, so I just don't talk to him anymore. And I say, oh, you didn't know? You didn't eat his bedegg that day. His baklava or whatever. And he goes, oh, I'm allergic. And then they're like, oh, and then they come together and they make friends. And they lost 12 years of friendship. They know not what they do. We need to be able to forgive everyone, not just the ones in our family, which sometimes are even harder to do, but everyone that does something wrong to us. And when we do that, we realize the true meaning of what today is: resurrection and forgiveness. So as we leave this sanctuary today, forever, and we move to a new church and to a new home, I ask that we forgive, that we remember forgiveness. It's not just a sign. It is not a sign of weakness. It is not a sign that I accept that person for what they did, or that they did something to me and I accept it, or I'm going to tolerate it. That is not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is resurrection. Forgiveness is giving us another chance at a relationship. Forgiveness is giving us a new start to something. And God has given us forgiveness today, on this day of all days, to give us that opportunity. So then when we move to the new church, we start brand new. And next Sunday, as I've mentioned before, is Nor Hiragi in the church calendar. New Sunday. The eighth day of resurrection is called New Sunday. And it's only providential that God has decided to push back our consecration date 5 times. So that it finally lands on the right day of New Sunday. So that we can start brand new, a new life, a new beginning, and resurrection together. Amen.